9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and There to Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, There to Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of January. 27 degrees on our way to 45, and it could be some scraping out there this morning. I know I had to dive in the back seat, get that scraper out this morning, so you could have a little bit of scraping on the windshield to start your commute out here this morning. Hey, we're very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by local LEAP coordinator Aaron Blocker, and to update us on LEAP activities and more specifically the comet study that has been going on. Aaron Blocker, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super fantastic here. Thanks for taking some time.
Super fantastic.
New year.
Right, that's a great way to start off the new year.
Yeah, new year, new excitement. That's exactly how that works. So let's see, talk about LEAP. That's Lifestyle Empowerment for Alzheimer's Prevention. And Aaron has been the longtime director of the local program through KU here in Emporia. Well, let's talk about the program itself. Tell us about LEAP specifically, broad stroke us here, Aaron.
Yeah, so the mission of LEAP is really to not only educate, but empower individuals really by giving them practical, everyday strategies that they can plug into their daily lives to reduce their own personal risk for Alzheimer's specifically, but really all dementias. And the great thing about that is when you're reducing your risk for dementia, you're also reducing your risk for type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, even some cancers. So it's really, really very impactful. But we do so through educational programs, through exercise workshops, and most of the programming that we do is completely free through our generous funding from organizations like the United Way of the Flint Hills.
All right, and let's talk about the Comet study now that's been going on. Tell us first, how did this started? How did this start, and then when did you get this started?
Right, so the Comet study is in its third year as a whole. So this is a study that is being conducted through the KU Alzheimer's Disease Research Center up in Kansas City, the branch of KU Med. And there is a lot of research out there supporting the fact that the healthier your heart is, the healthier your brain is. So people who tend to be more active throughout their lifestyles, who tend to have better heart health, they tend to have lower prevalence of things like Alzheimer's disease and dementias. And so we know really that cardiovascular disease is very beneficial. It seems to be very protective for the brain. But there's not as much research that has been done on resistance training. And so the COMET study is just an acronym that stands for Combined Exercise Trial. And so it's looking at what is the best combination of exercise. Is it just aerobic exercise? Is it strength exercise? Is it a combination of the two? And so there are four different arms or groups within this study. And if people qualify and they enroll in the study, they get an entire year of gym membership, of free personal training, of really step-by-step guidance through one of those exercise protocols.
Yeah.
With the hopes of, after the entire five-year period is over, really seeing, you know, do we see any trends? And maybe the trend will be all exercise is beneficial. And that would be really, that would be really great too, because then that tells people, hey, you can really choose. Do you prefer to do, you know, not everybody loves cardio. my least favorite thing to do is hop on the treadmill and just go aimlessly for 30 minutes. I like to mix it up. So that's what the study is really seeking to answer, is what is the most beneficial combination of exercise for your brain? It's a really progressive study, so you don't start out, going 150 minutes per week and 2 to 3 sessions per week of strength training. You start where you're at and you progress throughout the year to get to those, national governing body recommendations. So it's, really safe. The KU Alzheimer's Disease Research Center has done a lot of clinical exercise trials, and so they have just an immense amount of experience doing this type of thing and keeping people injury-free and really having some great outcomes.
So did you have a lot of people locally here that qualified and participated this past year?
We did, and we had a lot of people who called in and were interested and didn't qualify. So that's always just how it goes. So yes, but we do have our first cohort that is doing their training right now. We have another cohort that's going to start here, I believe, in February. And so we are in another recruitment period where we're really looking for participants who are not currently exercising, who would meet the inclusionary criteria to call up and see if they qualify. The only thing that you have to do in the Kansas City area for this study is your testing. So your pre-testing, your 6-month testing, and your post-testing at the end of a year. Other than that, all the training takes place in Emporia at Emporia Fitness. So we have our trainers over there who are certified, who have been trained through the KU ADRC to do this type of clinical trial work. So we're really lucky. We're the main rural research site for this study. So it's pretty unique to the state of Kansas, actually, that Emporia gets to be this rural arm for the study.
Sure. Aaron, you mentioned that you had quite a sizable cohort taking part in this. About how many participants are taking part right now? And what are the eligibility requirements they have to meet to be a part of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So you say sizable. That is such a interesting term in research perspective. So I think we actually have 3 to 5 people going through it right now. We're looking by the end of year 5 for a total of 25. So that's actually a pretty good number for us right now. It would be great if every 6 months we could enroll another 3 to 5 if we can handle more. So really looking to try to hit that 25 number. But the inclusionary criteria is people who are between the ages of 65 and 80, so older adults, typically retired. They don't have to be retired. They've been given clearance by their medical provider that they can exercise, they can do moderate intensity exercise. One of the things that they do when they call up and see if they are eligible is go through a telephone interview for cognitive status, so just determining that they're cognitively normal, there's no dementia or cognitive impairment currently. They're able to read and speak English conversationally, although there are some people at the KU ADRC that do help with translation. So if there is an interest there, that may be an option. But really, people who are not insulin dependent right now, have not had cancer treatment in the last 2 years, things like that. But really just underactive adults between the ages of 65 and 80 who are interested in getting some free exercise for that year.
All right. So if there are those that may meet that criteria and are interested in participating in the COMET study, how can they do that?
So a couple ways. The easiest way is to directly call the KU ADRC, which I will send the number over, and you all can post that. They can email me directly, which my email address is eblocker, B-L-O-C-K-E-R, at emporia.edu. And I can send them the info. I can send them, there's a link to a very brief survey. That's kind of the starting point to see if you qualify for the study. And so I've sent a lot of people that link to kind of get them started. But those are the two best ways, easiest ways to get qualified. And I'm getting the number for you right now also.
Okay. Way to multitask.
Nice. Yeah. So, right, we'll see. I can't promise success here.
Well, I hate to throw another question at you then.
Yeah, no, go for it.
Okay. What about LEAP activities upcoming here in 2024, Erin? Anything planned right now?
Yes, we have a lot going on. So, and you all are probably aware of this. Within the past year, just over a year, actually, I guess we're coming up on a year and a half, myself and Ashley McIlvain with Sunflower Care Homes and Robin Long with Angels Care Home Health have restarted the Flint Hills Dementia Care Support Group. And so our next meeting is on, I believe, the 30th of January. We meet on the last Tuesday of every month, and we meet at Sunflower Care Homes. They have a nice just meeting room space, and it's open to anybody who is a caregiver for somebody with any form of dementia. So it's open to everyone, obviously totally free. We try to provide a lot of resources, and that's been a really, really valuable group, I think, not only for the caregivers, but for us as well, just to realize, you know, what are the unique needs of the people in our community, and what are things that would be beneficial for caregivers? We had a great talk last month about what do you guys want? You know, what do you need, and how can we help with that? So that goes year-round, so every single month, the last Tuesday of every month, and we meet from 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
The other thing that we constantly have going on is the Leap into Health and Literacy workshops. And those are a ton of fun. They're open to families, so totally different age group. So we have a lot of young families. We have a lot of parents and grandparents that bring their kids almost every month. And they are kind of multifaceted events where families arrive. We have literacy activities. We have exercise activities. We've got nutrition education activities. And you get to eat while you're there for free, which is always a bonus.
That is a big bonus, yeah.
Right? So basically you come, you get to eat dinner, essentially, have a lot of fun snacks. The kids get all kinds of fun activities. We send everybody home with resources to do at home whatever it is that we did at the workshop that day. So whether that's the exercise games or it's the recipes that we were talking about, we send everybody home with all the ingredients and the tools to make a freezer meal that serves six people. So that's been really fun, and we are actually finishing up our third year of those programs. So that started as something we thought we would try for a couple months, and it has never stopped. And it's been a really good collaboration between LEAP and the Migrant Education Program and K-State Research and Extension, and now the Emporia Public Library has joined us.
That's great. Well, can we leap onto Facebook to find you?
Yes, absolutely. So if you go to Facebook and you search for LEAP with an exclamation point, the at sign at ESU, you will find us, and that's where we post all of our information. So all the flyers for the events, all the Comet study links, the links to find out if you're qualified for that, any upcoming stuff. I also have two fabulous interns right now, and they are constantly posting exercise instruction videos and updates on, you know, youth sport camps. We had a youth sport camp this fall, and one of my interns ran that, and it was awesome. She did a great, great job with that. So anything and everything that we do is posted on that Facebook page.
Well, keep up the great work, Erin. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the support from you guys and from the United Way and everybody else that contributes.
Glad to do it. Erin, thanks. Year. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Erin.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Yeah, Erin Blocker, the local LEAP coordinator here on the Comet study and all kinds of LEAP activities, Tegan.
Yeah, exciting stuff coming up here for 2024. And just a quick reminder, if you would like to be a part of one of our Newsmaker segments, you can always call us here at the KVOE studios at 620